Okay, today's daf is Krisus daf Yud Tes. We are holding on daf Yud Ches Amud Beis. I believe we left off at V'chein Amar Reish Lakish, which is three lines before the lines get very wide. So the today's shiur is once again sponsored by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and children, and we thank him again for continuing to sponsor the daf Yomi shiur. And the first thing we're going to discuss is a continuation of the discussion of Chiluk Chataos, whether Miktsas Yediya, or Safik Yediya rather, is considered a Yediya in order to be Mechalik. So what we're going to have is a Stira in the respective Shitos of Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish about the status of a Safik Yediya. Does a Safik Yediya count as a Yediya, both with regard to Chiluk Chataos, as well as with regard to a Tamei Shenichnas LeMikdash, where there's a special halacha of Yediya that a person has to have been aware of his Tumah prior to entering the Mikdash in order to be Chayiv? What if his awareness was only a Safik Yediya? So we're going to have a double Stira in the Shitas of Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Then the Mishnah on Amud Aleph is going to talk about a different case, not where you're not sure, did I do the Avera, did I not do the Avera? I know I did an Avera. I just don't know which Avera I did. It's not that it's Savi Chelev, Savi Shumar, it's Savi Chelev, Savi Nolsar. I definitely did an Avera, just don't know which one. So that the Mishnah is going to discuss what the nature of, whether there's a Chiyuv Chatas in such a case. Then the Gemara is going to have a Machlokas, whether the Pasuk Asher Chata Ba, by Karmel Chatas, teaches a Ptur of Misasek, or the Ptur of not knowing which Isser you did. That's why we have a Machlokas Tanayim, about a person not knowing which Isser you did. And then the Gemara is going to talk about the Chiyuv for a Miktsas Malacha. Let's say a person only does a partial Malacha on the day that's Asra, on the Shabbos, and Yom Kippurim, and partial malacha, part of the malacha was not on that day. Is he going to be chayiv for miktsas malacha? And then the last sugya in the daf, and going into tomorrow's daf, is going to be the sugya of misasek, the nature of malacha that is done by misasek, both in Hilchos Shabbos as well as in other areas of halacha. So let's begin. V'chein Amar Reish Lakish, three lines, four lines get wide. Yud Ches on Beis. V'chein Amar Reish Lakish Kan Shana Rebbe Yediyo Safik Mechakos Lech. That Rebbe learns that a Yediya Safek is also going to be able to divide up amongst different Chiyuvei Korban Chatos. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Ein Yediya Safek Mechalkos Chatos. No, like Rava, only a Yediya Svada is Mechalik, not a Yediya Safek. Elohachi Katani, here's how the Brisa should read. Kishem Shem Haisolo Yediya Vadai Mevi Al Kalachas Va'achas. That the comparison between Chatas and Asham is that just like by a Korban Chatas, the Yediyas Vada is Mechalik between one Chatas and the other, so too when it comes to Asham Talui, a Yediyas Safek will be Mechalik between Asham Talui's. But a Yediyas Safek is not going to be Mechalik between Chataos. If a person does the Avera multiple times and in between he only has a Yediyas Safek, he's not going to be Chayiv multiple Chataos. So this is the Machlokah Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. The Reish Lakish holds Yediya Safek counts as a Yediya, is Mechalik, and Rabbi Yochanan holds it does not count as a Yediya. Says Rabbi Shlom and Rabbi Yochanan, Aynu Dukatali La Asham B'Chatas. According to Rabbi Yochanan, I understand why we make Asham dependent on Chatas. That just like if you had a Yediya Vadai, it's Mechalik L'Chataos, so to Yediya Safek is Mechalik La'ashamos, because that's the Chiddush. El Reish Lakish Chatas B'Asham Mibaylik. But according to Reish Lakish, really the greatest Chiddush is that by Chatas, Yediya Safek is Mechalik. That's a greater Chiddush than saying that Yediya Safek is Mechalik by Asham. So really, we should have said it in the reverse, that just like by Asham, a Yediya Safek is Mechalik, so too by Chatas, a Yediya Safek is Mechalik. So the phrase is backwards in the Brisa. So Kasha, that's taka difficult, according to Reish Lakish. But says Gemara, there's another difficulty. V'ramid Rabbi Yochanan ad Rabbi Yochanan, v'ramid Reish Lakish ad Reish Lakish. This whole idea of whether Yediya Safek counts as a Yediya, doesn't count as a Yediya, or Reish Lakish says yes, Rabbi Yochanan says no, each one is Soser himself in a different conversation, having nothing to do with Chatas, having nothing to do with Asham. There's another conversation that we're about to bring relating to Nichnas L'Mikdash B'Tumah, that the halacha is in order for a person to be Chayiv for entering the Mikdash B'Tumah, it's not enough that he has a Yediya after the fact. There's Gzeiras HaKasev that he has to be aware of his Tumah prior to entering forget about it at the moment that he enters, and then realize what he did afterwards. There needs to be a yediyah b'tchila. What if that yediyah b'tchila is a yediyah suffik? So it's going to be a long conversation, but that's what we're looking for. What about the yediyah b'tchila is b'suffik? What would Rabbi Yochanan say? What would Reish Lakish say? So says Gemara D'Tanya, we have the Brisa that tells us as follows. Shnei Shvilin, you have two paths in a Rishus HaRabim, and Echa Tameh v'Echa Tahar. One of them is for sure Tameh. There's a kever somewhere in there, and the other one is for sure Tahar. V'halach b'rishon v'lo nichnas. A person went through one of these paths, but he then did not enter the Beis HaMikdash, and then b'sheni v'nichnas, then he went through the second path and did enter the Beis HaMikdash. Chayiv, he's going to be chayiv, a carbon of the yarid, because before he entered the Beis HaMikdash, he knew for sure that he was Tameh. He had gone through both paths. He just didn't know which of the two paths was Mitameh him, but for sure he was Tameh. Tulsa points out that this only works if they were both in the Rosh HaSarabim, because then we would say if he doesn't know for sure that he's Tameh, we assume he's Becheskas Tahar. But if this were in Rosh HaSiyachid, even if there's a possibility that he's Tameh, Savik Tum Rosh HaSiyachid is Tameh B'tar Vadai, then he would already be Chayiv. So we're talking in a Rosh HaSarabim where he has to know for sure that he's Tameh. He just doesn't know how he became Tameh. Good. Next case. Halach Barishon. He went through the first path. V'nichnas. And then right away went into the Beis HaMikdash. He's not sure. We don't know if he's Tameh, because we don't know if that first path was Tameh. And then V'hiz of Ashan of Atavel. He went through a Tara process. And then V'halach B'sheni. He went through the second path. V'nichnas. And again he goes into the Beis HaMikdash. So at one of these two times he violated the Issa of being Nichnas B'tumah. So Chayiv. He has to be in Karbonol of Yared, either because of the first Knesset of the Mikdash or the second Knesset of the Mikdash. One of them was certainly a Knesset Betumah. But Rabbi Shimon Poter Bezu, on that one Rabbi Shimon says that you're Poter, because each Shvil is considered a Suffolk Tumah in its own right, and on each one of them you could say that it could be that that was the Tahar one, so his Knesset of the Mikdash didn't have a Yediyah Vada'is, meaning Yediyah Vada'is means that he has to know in advance of entering that he was Tameh. He just has to forget at the moment that he enters. But he had no idea at any point that he was necessarily Tameh. Rabbi Shimon Yehuda poter bekulan mishum Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon Yehuda poters in all the cases of the Braisa in the name of Rabbi Shimon. The Gemara is going to explain what he means. It says Gemara v'afilu b'kamaisa. Rabbi Shimon poters even in the first case where a guy walks through one path and then the other path and then goes into the Beis HaMikdash. Come on, he knows for sure he's Tameh in that case. How could it be that you say he's poter in that case? So the Gemara explains the ratio of the Braisa slightly differently, and we'll see clearly once we explain that what exactly the machlokes Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda and Tanakama is within Shitas Rabbi Shimon. Amar Rava Hacha b'Mayaskina. In the first case of the Brisa is Kigon Shalach Barishon. He goes through the first path and he knows that he's Safek Tameh. Ubishas Ilucho B'Sheni Shachach Shalach Barishon. And when he goes through the second path, he forgets that he had already gone through the first path. So even though when he enters the Mikdash, he is Vaday Tameh, but he never had a Yediya that he's Vaday Tameh, because at the time that he enters the Mikdash, he doesn't realize that he went through both paths. He only has a Mikdash Yediyah. If he would remember both of everything he had done, he would have a Yediyah Vada'is, but he only has a Yediyah Safek because he forgot about the first path. So both Yediyos are considered a Mikdash Yediyah Vada'is, a little bit of a Yediyah of Tumas Vadai. So Bahapligi, and that's the Machlokas, Tanakama, and Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda within Shitas Rabbi Shimon. Tanakama is over Mikdash Yediyah Ki Yediyah Damya. If you have part of a Yediyah Vada'is, that it's not a Safik Yediyah, because Safik would be he doesn't know if he's Tameh or not. Over here, he's definitely Tameh. He just knows about part of what he did. So part of a Yediyah Vada'is, that's also considered a Yediyah. Rabbi Shimon Sover and Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda holds in the name of Rabbi Shimon that Mikdash Yediyah Lav Ki Yediyah Damya, that a Mikdash Yediyah is not considered a full Yediyah, and when he goes through the second path, since he doesn't remember having gone through the first path, it's as if he doesn't have a Yediyah Bidchila. So it turns out that there are three Shitos in the Braisa. Tanakama holds within Rabbi Shimon that Mikdash Yediyah is Chayiv, but if he doesn't even have a Mikdash Yediyah, he has a Safik Yediyah, he's Potter. The Chacham Mar Mechayiv even be Yediyah Safek and obviously in a Mikdash Yediyah, and Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda within Rabbi Shimon holds that both Mikdash Yediyah and Safek Yediyah would be Pater. So the Braisa had said that if you go into the first path and then you go into the Beis HaMikdash and then you go through a Tara process, then you go through the second path and you go into the Beis HaMikdash, you're Chayiv according to the Tanakhama. So Amar Mar Halach Barishon V'Nichnas V'Hizav V'Tal V'Halach B'Sheni V'Nichnas Chayiv. Am I Chayiv? Hello, Havi Le Yediya. He never knew at any point that he's definitely Tamei, because each time he's Nichnas, he only has a Satek, maybe he's Tamei, because he had gone through a Tara process in between. So why would he be Chayiv? Meaning, we explain the Sheet of Rabbi Shimon, and he says that you're Pater, because you never had that Yediya. We never explain the Sheet of the Tanakama. Why would you be Chayiv? So Amar Reish Lakish Hamani Rabbi Shmali, the Lobai Yediya Betchila, and Echinami. This, he does not have a Yediya. This Brisa must be assuming, like the Sheet of Rabbi Shmali holds that you don't need to have a Yediya Betchila. Meaning, we've been taking it for granted all along that the Chiv of Karba, of bringing a carbon when you're Nichnas and Mikdash Betuma is only if you have two Yediyos, a Yediya of the Tuma initially, and then after you have already done it, a recognition of what you have done. But Rabbi Shmali disagrees. He holds it's like every other Avera, that all you need in order to be chayav a karban is after the fact that you realize that you have done something. You don't need a yediya bitchila. So this brisa must be assumed like Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, afilatim rabbanan. No, our brisa could be assuming like the rabbanan. You do need a yediya bitchila. But kanos who suffik yediya ki yediya, that a suffik yediya also counts as a yediya. So what do you have over here from the fact that Reish Lakish is dochek to say that this brisa has to be following Rabbi Shmuel? It must be that he holds a suffik yediya is not a yediya. Rabbi Yochanan says, "Nah, this price can even be going like the Rabbanan because a suffik yediya is a yediya," and that's exactly the machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish about chilik chatos. Is a suffik yediya a yediya? The problem is Reish Lakish is one that said that yediya suffik is mechalik l'chatos, is a good idea. And Rabbi Yochanan is the one that said that it's not mechalik l'chatos, it's a bad idea. So that's going to be our stira. So sal kadaitach kan v'huadin l'kala tarakula. We're assuming that when Rabbi Yochanan said kan asu v'huadin l'kala tarakula, we're assuming that when Rabbi Yochanan says that over here we treat a suffik yediya like a yediya, Rabbi Yochanan means we always treat a suffik yediya like a yediya, and therefore kashas Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan, and that's why we have a stira within Rabbi Yochanan. Does Rabbi Yochanan hold the yediya suffik is a valid yediya or not? And kashas Reish Lakish, Reish Lakish, and we also have a stira within Reish Lakish because Reish Lakish only thought to answer this brisa by saying, "Oh, it must be going like Rabbi Shmuel that you don't need a yediya." What do you mean? You have a yediya suffik. Why don't you just say that that's called the yediya? So you see over here, Reish Lakish holds the yediya suffik is not called the yediya. Yet when it comes to chilik chatos, Reish Lakish holds the yediya suffik is called the yediya. So Bishlam Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan lo kasha. Now to answer the steer in Rabbi Yochanan is going to be quite easy, because you could just say when Rabbi Yochanan says with regard to entering the Mikdash that kan asu suffik yediya ki yediya, maybe there's an emphasis on the word kan, that specifically over here we treat suffik yediya ki yediya. Maybe elsewhere outside of Tumas Mikdash, we do not make a suffik yediya ki yediya. So my time says, what's the reason that only with regard to Tumas Mikdash, meaning why would the rules be different? Why dafka by Tumas Mikdash of Kedashav would we say suffik yediya ki yediya, but by the rest of Kala Tarukula, we're going to not be goreis a suffik yediya? So hacha gabe tumaksiv, because by Tumah it says, v'ne'elam imenu v'hutame. From the fact that it says, v'ne'elam and v'hutame, sounds like yediya di ispanami safek, that even in the yediya of the tumma there is a safek, and still chayiv kra. The pasuk says you chayiv a karban. Av b'kol tarukula, but by the rest of kol tarukula ksiv, oh hoda elov chataso. When it talks about stam being chayiv a karban chatos, it says you know chataso. Iyisla yediya hu d'mechayiv. Only if you really know that about the chet are you going to be chayiv. El Reish Lakish kasha ad mukam la karabi shema luk me karabi. But according to Reish Lakish, we have a problem, because according to Reish Lakish, why would he say that this brisa must be going like Rabbi Shmuel that you don't even need a yediya? He has a much simpler answer for the brisa. Say that it's going like the rabbanan that you do need a yediya, and we're following shitas Rebbe that a yediya suffik counts as a yediya. Why would Reish Lakish have to say that it's going like Rabbi Shmuel? So says Mar Hakamashmalan. You're right. Reish Lakish could say the brisa is just following Rebbe, and that a yediya suffik is a yediya. But here's the chiddush Reish Lakish wants to tell us. Rabbi Shmuel nami lo ba yediya betchila. Reish Lakish wants to teach us this great chiddush that there is such a position of Rabbi Shmuel that you don't even need a yediya betchila when it comes to Tumas Mikdash Kedashah. Says Gemara, that's where I need Reish Lakish to tell me that there's such a sheet of Rabbi Shmuel. Hamas nisin hi. That's a Mishnah that tells me that that's the sheet of Rabbi Shmuel. Ditnan, because the Mishnah says in Masechta Shavuos, Rabbi Shmuel lo mer. V'ne'elam, v'ne'elam, shtei pa'amim, that the Torah says the word v'ne'elam twice, right? The pasuk says, "Nefesh shatiga b'chol davar tamei, obinivles chayi tamei, obinivles peyim tamei, obinivles shayi tamei, v'ne'elam imenu, v'u tamei v'ashem." And then it says, just in the very next pasuk, "O ki yiga b'tumas adam l'chol tumasar sheyitma ba, v'ne'elam imenu v'u yada v'ashem." So it says v'ne'elam in consecutive pasukim. So there's got to be something to that. Why does it say it twice? So lechayiv al helam tuma val helam mikdash, that it doesn't matter which element you forgot about when you did the avera. Did you forget that you were tameh, or did you not realize that this magnificent building you were walking into was the Beis Hamikdash? Either one is going to be enough to make it a shogeg of the of tumas mikdash kedashav, for which you're going to be chayiv a karban. Now, if you hold that you need a yediyah b'tchila, you're going to derive it from v'ne'elam, meaning if you hold that dafka by tumas mikdash kedashav, you not only have to have a yediyah after the fact that you did the avera, but you have to have a yediyah satuma in advance. Where is that going to come from? This notion that you need a yediyah in advance from the fact that it says v'ne'elam twice. So the fact that Rabbi Shmuel uses v'ne'elam to tell me a different drasha, that both on Helam Mikdash and on Helam Tumah Yerchayev, it must be that he holds that you don't need a Yediyah B'Tchila. So there you have it, Kimat Mefurash in the Mishnah, that Rabbi Shmuel holds you don't need Yediyah B'Tchila. So why do I need Reish Lakish to be Mechadish to me that you don't need Yediyah B'Tchila? Says Mar Itzrich, I do need Reish Lakish, because Salkatai Techamina Mikrolasei Megmar Islay. So I might have thought, yes, Rabbi Shmuel doesn't have any Pasuk that tells me that you need a Yediyah B'Tchila, but he must hold of the Halacha. He must have some tradition that way. He must have Allah Moshe Misinai that way, that you need Yediyah Mitchila. So Kamash Mlan, that's where Reish Lakish is telling me that Rabbi Shmuel simply does not hold of the entire requirement of Yediyah Mitchila when it comes to Tumas Mikdash Ukadasha. So it's not a stira in Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish is trying to tell me a greater Chiddish, that the Shita of Rabbi Shmuel is that you don't need a Yediyah Mitchila, but in Achinami, Reish Lakish holds that a Yediyah Safek Lashitas Rabbi is called, in fact, a Yediyah. So that concludes the sugya of Yediyah Safek. Now we begin a new Mishnah. Up until this point, we've been discussing a person who doesn't know if he did or did not do an Aveira. There were two bowls in front of him. One of them had Chelev, one of them had Shuman. Shuman is totally Mutter, Chelev is totally Asir. But what if you change the case a little bit? What if it was Chelev no Sarlefanav? He had two bowls in front of him. They're both full of an Isir. One Chelev, one no Sarlefanav. And he eats one of them, but he has no idea which one he ate. Did he eat the chaylev or did he eat the nosar? So ishto nida va'achoso, or he has two women that are sleeping in the room with him. One is his ishto nida, which is chiv karis, and the other one is achoso imo babayis v'shag b'achas man. And he was shogeg about one of them. He didn't. Either way, he didn't know that he was doing an avera. But veini odei beis men shagu. But now he doesn't know which one he slept with. Or Shabbos Yom Kippurim. Yom Kippur falls on Sunday, let's say. So Shabbos and Yom Kippur are one right after the other. V'asa malacha ben ha-shmashos, and he does a malacha during ben ha-shmashos, and he does a malacha, and he doesn't know which, if he did the malacha on Shabbos or if he did the malacha on Yom Kippurim. So Rabbi Lazar mechayev chatas. Rabbi Lazar says he's chayev kamer chatas for a shogeg, even though he doesn't know which avera he did. Rabbi Yeshua poter. Rabbi Yeshua says poter. So Rabbi Lazar says he knows he did an avera. That's all you need. You know you did an avera, so you bring kamer chatas. Rabbi Yeshua says no, you don't know which avera he did. You're poter. And we'll see in the Gemara what they're arguing about. So I'm Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi just qualifies that what's the case? What's the circumstance of this machlokas? That no. No, in a case where you do malacha ben hashmashos between Shabbos and Yom Kippur, that you're for sure pater. Because it's not like you have a mimanavshach. See, if it was his wife and his sister, his ishtonida and his sister in the room, mimanavshach, he did an iser, right? It was either ishtonida or it was achoso. But over here, where he does malacha ben hashmashos between Shabbos and Yom Kippur, it could be that he did part of the malacha on Shabbos and part of the malacha on Yom Kippur, having done a full malacha on neither of the days, and therefore there's no chiyuv. It could be he did miksas hayom, miksas l'machar. Amma nechlaku, you know what the case of Shabbos and Yom Kippur is? Alos malacha betoch hayom. He did a malacha in the middle of the day, not ben hashmashos, but ven yodeh in b'Shabbos asa in b'yom ha-kippur masa. He just doesn't remember which day it was. You know, like people call when Shabbos and Yantiv are up against each other, they call it like a two-day Yantiv, or a three-day Yantiv. So they think of it as like one long period of Kedusha. But these are very different Kedushos, Shabbos and Yom HaKippurim. But he just remembers, I know, last Yantiv I did something. I did this this Avera. But he doesn't remember if it was Shabbos that he did or if it was Yom Kippur. If it was the first day of Yantiv or the second day of Yantiv. Ola Osa, where he does a Malacha, then you're there, Me'ein is a Malacha Asa. He doesn't remember which Malacha. Was I Choresh? Was I Zareya? Was I Mevashel? So Shav Lozer Mechayiv Chatos, Rabbi Shua Poter. In that case, Shav Lozer says, Yechayiv Chatos, and Rabbi Shua says, you're Poter, and you're going to be Poter from Mechatos, and you're going to be Chayiv Nosh Tali. Then Rabbi Yehuda says, no. When Rabbi Shua says Pater, it doesn't mean that you're Pater just from a Chatas and you're bringing Hashem Tali. You're Pater even from Hashem Tali. You don't have to bring anything. Rabbi Shimon Shazuri Omrim, Lo Nechluku Al Davar Shu Mishem Echad. The Machlokas, where Rabbi Lazar holds that you don't need to know what Averi did, and Rabbi Shua holds that you do need to know what Averi did, that it's not talking about a person malakate a te'ena from te'ena tree, and he doesn't know which te'ena tree he picked from. Shul chayiv, that for sure you're going to be chayiv. Meaning, if you just can't identify exactly where you did the malacha, you know which malacha you did, you know that you did the malacha, you know when you did the malacha, you just can't identify exactly the circumstance. Was it from that tree or was it from that tree? Of course you're going to be chayiv. Alma nechval davar shu mishum shnei shemos. It's if you do two different acts, and you're not sure, you did one of two acts, you're not sure which act you did. Was I kotzer? Was I tochein? Or even if it's the same malacha, but I don't know, was I malakeit te'enim or was I malakeit anavim? Or Rabbi Lazar mechayiv chatos, Rabbi Shua poter. In such case, Rabbi Lazar is going to say that yechayiv chatos, and Rabbi Shua is going to say that one is poter in such a case. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, afilu neskavin lukul te'enim velikeit anavim, anavim velikeit te'enim, shchoros velikeit levanos, levanos velikeit shchoros. Rabbi Lazar mechayiv chatos, Rabbi Shua poter. Rabbi Yehuda comments, even in a case where you intended to be malakei te'enim and you were malakei anavim, or anavim and you were malakei te'enim, or black ones and you took white ones, or vice versa, Rabbi Lazar says you're going to be chayiv a korban chatos, Rabbi Shua says you're going to be pater from a korban chatos. So we're going to explain in the Gemara, not today, but in tomorrow's daf, what exactly Rabbi Yehuda is saying different than Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Shimon Shazuri. Right? Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Shimon Shazuri just said that if you did davar shumishum shnei shemos, that you're going to have machlokas between Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Shua. And Shnei Shemos meant that I meant to pick that I don't know if I picked Anavim or Te'enim. So that's exactly what Rabbi Yehuda is saying, that you have this Machlokas when you don't know if you picked Anavim or Te'enim. So we're going to have to see in the Gemara what the Machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda's understanding is and Rabbi Shimon Shazuri's understanding. Amar Rabbi Shimon Tmehani in Patar bar Rabbi Yeshua. He says, I really wonder if Rabbi Yeshua patters in such a case. You intended to do a Malacha, you did a Malacha, you just intended to pick Te'enim and you picked Anavim. You can't say that you're patter in such a case. It has to be that you chayiv chatos in such a case. Im kein lama nemar asher chataba. So the Mishnah explains what's his problem. That if Rabbi Yeshua is mechayiv in such a case, meaning not what's the problem, the Mishnah says, wait a second, Rabbi Shua, you think you can be chayiv in such a case? Why then does the pasuk say asher chata ba? What are we being memait from asher chata ba? So he'll tell you, that's to tell me that if you were misasik in a dvar heter, you were trying to cut that which was already talush, and you accidentally cut that which was mechubar, that's the case that you can be potter. But a misasik b'davar aser is going to be chayiv. You intend to pick anavim and you pick te'enim, Rabbi Shua says it has to be that you're chayiv. Rabbi Shimon says even Rabbi Shua would have to be mechayiv in such a case. Okay, now the Gemara is going to explain the basis for the machlokas in the first machlokas in the Mishnah. First machlokas in the Mishnah, you're sitting at the table, there's a bowl of chalev and a bowl of nosar, and you don't know which one you ate, but you definitely did an aveira. So Tanya, Amar Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Lezer discusses, person has chalev and nosar in front of him, he eats one of them, he doesn't know which one he ate. So he says, Yechayv achatos. Why? Manavshach. I chalev achal, chayev. I nosar achal, chayev. Because it doesn't matter which one you ate. Either way, you're chayev. I ishto nida ba'al, chayev. I achlitz achosu ba'al, chayev. Something that ishto nida, you chayev. Something that achosu, you chayev. I b'shabbos has malacha, chayev. I b'yom ha-kippurim has malacha, chayev. Doesn't matter whether you did malacha on Shabbos Yom Kippur. Either way, you're going to be chayev. So why would Rabbi Yeshua say you pater? Some of Rabbi Yeshua, Harei Omer, because the pasuk says Asher Chata Ba, Achi Vad Lo B'Machata. No, because the pasuk says Asher Chata Ba, it's coming to be Mema. It's something. It says you're only going to be Chayiv when you're Chata Ba, meaning when you know exactly what you sinned with, what Aveira you did. So that's how Rabbi Yeshua darshans that if you have Chelim and Osir, you're not sure which one you had, you're not going to be Chayiv. For Rabbi Eliezer, hi ba my avodah. So what does Rabbi Eliezer do with the word ba? He violate prat l'masasek. He uses asher chatabah to tell me that if you're masasek b'davar amuter and you end up doing an avera, that you're going to be pater. Masasek demai. So what kind of masasek would he say that you can be pater from? If we're talking about a person who's misasik by eating kosher food and then he inadvertently eats chaylev, or he's misasik in bia hamuteres and then he was boal in isha that's an erva to him, so the Torah paters him isha misasik. No, you can't say that because chayiv. The Amrav Nachman Moshua misasik b'chalim ba'arayos chayiv shekeinana. The halacha is that specifically by eating and by arayos, even when you're misasik, you're going to be chayiv, because although misasik is a lack of kavana, a lack of purposeful action, the hana'a that you get sort of replaces the kavana that would be necessary. So even though normally having zero level kavana, maybe it's not just in a miskavin, it's like lower level. You think you're doing a davar amutter, it's a total misasik, you'd be pater, but when it comes to something that you're getting hana'a from, it's enough to raise it to a level of chiyuv. That's certainly true when it comes to averos, the Gemara says, right? When it comes to the averos of chalav and barayos, the hana'a sort of replaces the kavana. So Rabbi Yosef Engel discusses, would we say the same thing by mitzvahs? What if you have a mitzvah and you hold it as machlokas tanam, machlokas amaram, machlokas rishonim, do mitzvah shrichas kavana, mitzvah zain shrichas kavana? If you do a mitzvah and it's a stir in shulchan aruch, in hilchos kriya shma, the mechaber pasuk is mitzvah shrichas kavana, that a person has to have kavana if he wants to be yotzei the mitzvah of kriya shma, and in hilchos sviras haomer, the mechaber pasuk is that if someone asks you, hey, what night of svira is it tonight, and you haven't yet counted, and you tell him what night it is tonight, you're now not going to be able to count with the bracha later because you were just yotzei the mitzvah. You had no kavana whatsoever to be yotzei the mitzvah. Mitzvah Zayin Tzrichos Kavana. So it's a stira and mechaber, even had a pasuk Mitzvah Tzrichos Kavana, Mitzvah Zayin Tzrichos Kavana. Typically we assume, I think the Bir Halacha is Miyashev, that when it comes to Mitzvah Tzor Raisa, we assume Mitzvah Tzrichos Kavana. When it comes to Mitzvah Drabanan, Tzvirus HaOmer, Bizman HaZez, only Drabanan, we assume Mitzvah Zayin Tzrichos Kavana. Kriya Shema is Tzor Raisa, a person has to say Kriya Shema Bizman, Kriya Shema is Tzor Raisa, and Tzvirus HaOmer is a Drabanan. Sometimes people say, I want to be very frum and I want to have a beautiful davening, I just want it to be at 9:30. No, that's not so from. That's you get Kriya Shema, this is man Kriya Shema. So a person has to do a mitzvah d'oraisa with kavana. Good. So that's the big discussion with Mitzvah kavana mitzvahs ain't shrichus kavana. So says Rav Yosef Engel, what if you don't have kavana but you have hana'a? A person doesn't have kavana to be yosei mitzvah suda Shabbos, but he loves the food that he's eating, so he's having hana'a. So does hana'a replace kavana? So if you're going to say by misasik, by isurim, that misasik b'chalav v'arayos, the hana'a replaces the kavana, maybe you can say the same thing by mitzvah. So that's a big discussion in the achronim. So says Mara el misasik b'shabbos. Okay, so maybe we're not talking about the p'tur of misasik, maybe does not apply to eating and to arayos. But maybe the p'tur of misasik applies to Shabbos. Misasik b'shabbos that you're potter. That if you're intending to do a maisa heter on Shabbos and you accidentally did an isur, you're going to be pater. My time out, why would you be pater? Melechas machsheves asra Torah. Because the Torah only asks a melechas machsheves, and some sort of purposeful, mindful action. And over here, there is no real mindful action. The reason is because the Torah links Shabbos to the Mishkan, so we learn not only which melachos are asr to do on Shabbos from the Mishkan, but the nature of the melacha, that just like the Mishkan was a meleches machsheves, so too, by Shabbos, we have meleches machsheves. So Rashi raises the question, why does Rabbi Lazar need to be mima'it misasek from ba, right? He uses asher chata ba to tell me, oh, you know what? If you're misasik on Shabbos, you're going to be pater. Why can't he just learn it from melechas machsheves? Meaning there is a principle within halachas Shabbos called melechas machsheves. Why do I need this pasuk by korban chatas, asher chata ba, to be memayit misasik? Misasik is anyway pater because of melechas machsheves. So Rashi explains that Rabbi Elazar disagrees on the drasha of melechas machsheves by Shabbos. The Gemara just happens to mention it because it's a good way of expressing expressing the idea that you need melachas machsheves. But it happens to be that Rabbi Eliezer holds we do not derive it from the phrase melachas machsheves from by the Mishkan. We derive it from Asher Chataba that Misasig is Pater on Shabbos. Tosfos suggests that no, melachas machsheves is nismaet. It does work to be might misasig in the following case when you intended to cut that which is mechubar, but you accidentally cut a different thing that's mechubar. So that you're potter because you didn't accomplish what your machshava was. I wanted to cut that apple and I accidentally cut that orange. So that's a lack of melachas machsheves. But if you intended to cut that which was talush, and it turned out that it was mechubar. I thought that it was ready, that this vegetable was ready detached from the ground. So I just wanted to snip it, but it wasn't attached to the ground anymore. And then it turns out that it was mechubar. So it was neskaima machshavaso. You got what you intended to get. You got the very item that you intended to get. You just didn't realize that it was still attached to the ground. That's what I need asher chataba to tell me. That's what Tosfos says. Why I need both the concept of melachas machsheves and asher chataba. So now the Gemara brings machlokes Abaye and Rava. What exactly the situation of Misasik B'Shabbos being Pater is, and where I need the pasuk for. So the Rava, according to Rava Mishkachasla, we find that the Torah Pater's Misasik and Shabbos goshen skavinachtoch talush v'chatoch z'mechubar, that a person was trying to cut that which was detached and he accidentally cut that which was attached to the ground. So he violated the Yisr Kotzer, but he didn't intend for the Malach of Kotzer, he's going to be Pater. La Abaye Mishkachasla, according to Abaye, the case is kigoshen dinskavinach bia. He didn't even intend to cut anything. He just wanted to lift something that he thought was no longer attached. Just lift it off the ground. He didn't have a knife in his hand. He didn't have a scissor, a shear in his hand. He wasn't cutting anything. But then he didn't realize, because it was still attached to the ground, he was actually doing an act of cutting. But according to Abaye, if he intended to cut, he just thought that it was talush, and it turned out to be mechubar, he'd be chayiv. That's not called misasik, according to Abaye. That's only misasik, according to Rava, the Itmar. And this machlokas is recorded. Niskavin lagbias atalush v'chatachas mechubar pater. That if he wanted to lift that which was detached and he cut that which was mechubar, he's pater. My taima to lo yichavin l'shem chaticha, because he wasn't trying to do the cutting. Lachtochas atalush v'chatachas mechubar. But if he wanted to cut, he just wanted to cut that which was talush. He didn't want to cut that which was mechubar. Abaye amar chayev da yichavin l'shem chaticha. Abaye says you're chayev because you tried to do a chaticha and you did a chaticha. You were just unaware that it was mechubar, but Rava Amar Pater Daloi Chavin Chaticha Di Yisura, and Rava says you Pater because the Chaticha that you were trying to do was a Chaticha of Heter. You weren't trying to do a Chaticha of Yisur. Okay, weiter in the Mishnah. The Mishnah said Rabbi Yossi Amar Lo Nechleku that if you do Malacha Ben Hashmashos, you're for sure Pater. Meaning Ben Hashmashos between Shabbos and Yom Kippur, you're for sure Pater. Why? Because it could be that you did Miktsas of the Malacha on Shabbos and Miktsas of the Malacha on Yom Kippurim, and that's why you're Pater. So Tanya Amar Len Rabbi Yossi Dikdak. At some point in this conversation between Rabbi Yossi and the Chachamim, Rabbi Yossi says to the Chachamim, "Ah, you win. You know, you really got me." So says that part didn't appear in the Mishnah. My army lay down with Dikdak Tamacharei. What exactly would they have said to him that he feels defeated? Right. So Hachi Amilei. This is what they said to him. Higbia ben Hashmashos Mahu. What if with the Malachi he was doing was Hotzaa, and the act is an act of lifting something up? Higbia. That's all he did. And he did that during Ben Hashmashos. So you're going to tell me that half of the Hagbah that he did was when it was Shabbos, and half of the Hagbah that he did was when it was Yom Kippur? It's a split second to be Magbiya something. You can't be Mechalik and say that he did half of it. It's Keharavayim. So Amalu, Dikdak Lamacharei, says, okay, fine. You picked a Malacha that has no Hemshech Zman, so it's really hard. So Vinemeluhu says, why does he feel defeated? Why can't he tell them, Miktsas Hagbah HaSameyom, Miktsas Lamachar? Meaning, it takes a very short time to do the malacha, but there is some point in time where it shifts from Shabbos to Yom Kippur, right? So maybe it's straddled that time, meaning it could still be that it's only Miktsas Yom, Miktsas Machar. So Achinami Kamalu, Dikdak Tamacharei Ve'elisim Yechum Klum. No, we misunderstood. When we said that he said Dikdak Tamacharei, it didn't mean I feel defeated, that you really got me. Dikdak Tamacharei means that you're trying to push and prove me incorrect. Well, you got nothing on me. You have nothing against me because I can have a response to whatever you're going to say. According to Rabbi Yossi, that a mitzvah melacha that's done hayom, mitzvah that's done the machar, it's pater. Frankly, gemar melacha, the Rabbi Elazar pater. You mean to tell me that according to Rabbi Elazar, if you're just gomer the melacha on a yom kodesh, you're going to be pater because you started it on a different day? No, Hashemana li demechayiv. We have a source that will indicate that Rabbi Elazar holds yechayiv even for just the gemar melacha. Where do we find such a thing? To Tanan, Rabbi Elazar Amar ha'orit shel shechutin b'tchila. If a person does an ariga of three strands initially, meaning that he begins the ariga with three strands, or the echad ala arig, or there's already an existing weave and he only adds one strand, chayiv, he's going to be chayiv. Don't you see that all he's doing is a gemar melacha? He's adding only one strand to an existing weave, he's not doing a complete melacha, and he's still going to be chayiv? Rabbi Yosef alibet Rabbi Elazar, hachi masni. Rabbi Elazar amar ha'orik shlosh chutin b'chila, ushnayim ala arik chayiv. No, if he only adds one strand, he would say that you're potter, because a gemar melacha is not enough to be mechayiv. It has to be that he adds shnayim ala arik. Wait, why does that help? I thought the melacha requires three in order to be chayiv. No, the shear of the melacha is really only two. The shear of the melacha of arik is only two. It's just that it's not going to be shal kayama. The two won't be shal kayama, won't stay, unless there's a third one. But if there's an existing weave, and then you add two to an existing weave, the two will stay in the existing weave, and then it will be a full shear melacha. But you do, we can very well say that according to Rabbi Eliezer, a gemar melacha alone is not going to be mechayiv you, and therefore if a person does miktas melacha on one day and miktas melacha on the next day, he's not going to be chayiv. Then we said in the Mishnah that if a person does a melacha in smack in the middle of the day, he just doesn't know which day he did the melacha. Was it the first day Yom Tov Seit? Was it Shabbos? Was it Yom Kippur? So Rabbi Yeshua says you're potter. So I'm Rabbi Yehuda potter. Rabbi Yeshua af me'ashem talu. When Rabbi Yeshua says you're potter, Rabbi Yehuda thinks not only potter from mechatas, even potter from me'ashem talu. Tanya, I'm Rabbi Yehuda potter. Rabbi Yeshua af me'ashem talu. Shenemar, because the pasuk says ki sechata v'lo yada. In order to be chayv nashim tala, you have to not know whether you did an avera. This guy knows that he did an avera; he just doesn't know whether it was chil Shabbos or chil Yom Kippurim. Amar lo Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon says Rabbi Yehuda, Adrabba, I would tell you zeu shemevi ashim tala. The exact case of, in the Torah, the prototypical example of ashim tala is when you know you did an avera, you just don't know which avera you did. Shenemar va'asa v'lo yada. Yes, you were asa. That's vaday. You were just lo yada. What, you were asa? But this guy doesn't know, and this guy doesn't know what he did. Aval, savik achil, savik lo achal. But if you don't even know if you did an avera, I don't know if you're even chayiv an Hashem Tali in that case. The case that you think is the prototypical example of an Hashem Tali, I'm not even sure if you're chayiv an Hashem Tali. Tseyu sha'alu love him, maybe Hashem Tali am lav. You got to ask a shayla whether you bring an Hashem Tali in that case. So may havi Allah. So what was the sheet of Rabbi Shimon Taka in that case? In the case that we've been assuming is the classic case of Hashem Tali, what's Taka the sheet of Rabbi Shimon? So Toshima. Chata v'lo yadu b'mechata. O safik chata v'safik lo chata. A person who doesn't have aver, he doesn't know what aver he did, or he doesn't even know if he did an avera, maybe Hashem Tali. So the Brisa tells us in both of those cases you bring in Hashem Tali. So man shemanu le da'amar chata ve'ni yodeh v'may chata maybe Hashem Tali. Who's the one that says that if you don't know which, if you know you did an avera for sure, that you bring in Hashem Tali? Rabbi Shimon, that's Shitas Rabbi Shimon. And yet the same Brisa says v'katavi savi chata savi lo chata maybe Hashem Tali. So shemamina savi chata savi lo chata maybe Hashem Tali. Siri le Rishimon savi chata savi lo chata maybe Hashem Tali. So you see clearly that Rabbi Shimon does hold that what we always assumed was a prototypical case of Hashem Tali is still a case of Hashem Tali. We haven't changed that. Rabbi Shimon Omrim lo nechleku that when it's mishem echad for sure you're going to be chayiv. Im kei matam lo asher chadaba prat le misasek, that asher chadaba tells me that you're potter for a misasek. So I'm Rav Nachman Mishmol misasek b'chalom v'arayos chayiv shekeinena. If you're misasek in eating chaylev or in doing arayos, you're chayiv because you got hanah from it. Misasek b'shabbos potter melech tzmak shevis asher Torah. If you're misasek on Shabbos, you're potter because you need melech tzmak shevis to be chayiv on Shabbos. So amalei ravel Rav Nachman vatinokos dechi misasek dami, a case where you're mauling babies, a person makes a mistake and he's mauls a baby before the zman, that's a case of misasek utnan. And the Mishnah tells us in Masech Shabbos, mi shayu lo shnei tinokos, a person has two babies that he's got to maul, echadom b'Shabbos v'echadom l'achar Shabbos, One whose bris is supposed to be on Shabbos, one whose bris is supposed to be on Sunday. V'shachach mola shalachar Shabbos b'Shabbos, and he mals the Sunday one on Shabbos. Rabbi Lozer mechayev chatos Rabbi Yeshua poter. You have machlokes whether he's chayev or not. Ad kan lo kapater Rabbi Yeshua el mishum de kasaver tab bedvar mitzvah v'lo asa mitzvah poter. The only reason Rabbi Yeshua says you're poter is because he holds that if you're intending to do a mitzvah and then you end up not doing a mitzvah, you're poter from a chatos. Av misasik bedavar delav mitzvah. But if you're misasking something that's not a mitzvah at all, like you're having kavanah to be malakid a te'ena from an eitz and you are malakid from a different eitz, afilu Rabbi Yeshua mechayev. Even Rabbi Yeshua would be mechayev. So that's a kashon of Rav Nachman who said that misasik b'Shabbos is poter. Amalo hanach litinokos hol makalka b'chavura chayev misasik b'chavura chayev. That no, you can't bring any raya from tinokos. Tinokos is a totally different story because normally mekalkel is also pater on Shabbos because it's a lack of melechas machshavas, and yet mekalkel b'chabura is chayiv. So you see that the laws of melechas machshavas are suspended when it comes to giving a baby a bris. So too when it comes to misasik, which is one of the rules of melechas machshavas, we suspend the rule of misasik. It is interesting that the Mishnah says that it's called lo asa mitzvah, that if you give a baby a bris kodem zmana, it's called lo asa mitzvah, because the Ramah writes in Shulchan Aruch that if you give a baby a bris kodem zmana, you're yatsa, that you don't have to do a toughest dam bris levin. So we see what yatsa means is that Rav Shulman pointed out to me why you the other. We see yatsa means is that the baby's not an arel, but it does not mean that you're yotze in the mitzvah of mila at all. It's keferish in the Mishnah. Okay.